Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tim. The latest Fed minutes show more support for delayed interest rate rises. Not surprising given what's happening in the world today. Is this necessarily good news for stocks and other financial assets?
Well, it's certainly good news for stocks. And the decision was really no surprise whatsoever. In fact, you know, when you look at the probability of rate hike, it's really come down to, even by September of 2017, it's less than 66%. 24% for a rate hike a year from now. And there's actually probability, you know, I think a 6.5% chance of a rate cut. So that has decidedly changed, and it's certainly, I think, served to propel asset prices, as these low interest rate environments have done for the past, environment has done for the past 8 or 9 years.
So we know that Brexit has caused the Fed to be a lot more dovish, and market players to expect that as well. But does this run counter to how the U.S. would be managing its own economy, which seems to be very much on the mend?
Yeah, well, I think that can be a little bit deceptive as well, because there's no productivity growth here, which is what's kept wages really low. We'll find out, I guess, with tomorrow's report. But, you know, again, it's the best of the lot in the world right now with this 2% growth that we've been having. But nevertheless, the Fed would like to normalize policy. But this is a global economy, and given the global constraints, and especially what a much stronger dollar would do in response to tightening, I think those risks really outweigh any benefit they have in normalizing.
And also, I think Brexit will no doubt add to the dovish policies all over the world, adding on top of the negative interest rates that we're seeing everywhere right now. Are you looking at some Brexit plays, sectors that may benefit from this, like high dividend stocks and REITs and real estates and so on?
Well, I'm certainly hoping gold has a pullback, because I think currency wars will be starting. You know, proverbial currency wars, that is, and you're seeing that with the pound depreciating, I think the yuan. And I do believe that there's going to be a little rush there as well. However, having said that, the sectors that you mentioned, the high dividend paying sectors, I think, are the real bubble in the U.S. market right now. When you look at like companies such as Altria, which is trading at a multiple, such a premium, what is it, 22 PE, such a multiple, premium multiple to the market, I think that people are buying dividend without, and I'm just using that as an example. There's a lot of these high paying stocks. When there's a high percentage of the EBITDA or cash flow going to pay the dividend, I think that that's a real trap being made. Now, having said that, for the high dividend paying, I think you have to really take a look at the underlying stock and the ability of it to maintain and even grow its dividend. But I do think REITs, I think, have a really good place in a portfolio. There's certain REITs out there in different variety. I think there's some other plays that have been, interest rate sensitive plays that are paying pretty good multiple. I think they're fine as well. So to me, those are the sectors that I think are the best. There's a few that I have that I follow, but I also think if you are playing the high dividend, I think there's a good chance to collar those positions by selling a call, buying a put. In other words, locking in the dividend. There's certain strategies you can do, and I'm totally in favor of that.
Now, the idea of a currency war that you mentioned is very worrying, because the yuan would then have a long way down to go.
I think that it's inevitable. That's what's happening. I do believe that the China right now is buying time. And if the dollar were to suddenly rally and spike, I think that would kind of cut into that time it's buying. So I think that the the capital controls, I think, are a big plus that China has going for it right now. The economy doesn't look like it's going, take any sudden downturn. The debt does not appear. The capital flight could accentuate some of the problems that they have. That's why I think that they want to maintain what we saw last August and earlier this year. They want to avoid that type of situation. So therefore, the Fed, I think, maintains a steady policy as far as the eye can see, so as it doesn't disrupt the currency markets and really kick in this so-called currency war.
So you expect the euro to be unprotected from this downturn as well, given what happened to Brexit?
I think the euro, the pound is the one that's really, really taking it. But the euro is weakening. The yen is the one that puzzles everybody. But I think the euro still looks as though it's going to weaken. And I think there's some fault lines in the euro that are going to be exposed as we get further along the line. So I think there's a lot of risk in the euro as well. So, and quite frankly, I think for Italy and France, and especially Italy, I think Italy, if the Italians held a referendum, I would probably think many of them would vote to leave as well, because I think they need the currency relief and they need to devalue, but they can't because they don't have a lira anymore.
Now, there's a very unusual phenomenon that's happening right now, which is that stocks and bonds are rallying at the same time. Usually they move in opposite directions. Why is this happening and how long can it last?
I'll tell you, for those of us that remember 1987, stocks and bonds actually for a while used to move together. So when interest rates rose, stock prices fell. I mean, that inverse relationship didn't always exist. After the 87 crash, October 19, 1987, October 20th, the bonds rallied, and then, people have that. But the bonds are rallying for a totally different reason. U.S. 10-year is at 1.35, 1.4% are high-yielding currency. And given the dollar, that looks like it's going to hold steady to even rally. I mean, it's a very, very attractive, and relatively speaking, it is, a high-yield play. So I think it's an interest rate play and another sort of grab for yield, perhaps on the global stage. But nevertheless, I think that's what's propelling it. So I don't really have, unless the yield curve were to go inverted, which doesn't look like likely to be the case, then I think you have, I think you should not pay too close attention to that because I think there's a grab for yield and it's a relative play.
Thank you so much. That was Tim Mulholland, Managing Partner at China America Capital Company in Chicago.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.